Okay, we're in the Drush HaSaran. We're continuing in the Drush HaAsiri in the Masad Rav Kook. We're on page Taf Aleph. So we had been talking about that a person has a naturally desires to get close to Hashem. A person wants to connect to spirituality, to something bigger. It's just that this world holds them back, their body holds them back. And that when a person experiences or sees tragedy, so that switches their brain and they can get out of that rut. If they see, God forbid, some tragedy. So when a person would have otherwise have been into their riches and all their taivas and desires of this world, when a person sees someone has cancer, their brain switches and they start thinking differently. And so that lets them go back to their natural state to get out of the thing, this world that holds them back, and let them be back to their natural state of wanting to connect to Hashem. Again, similar to the way one might feel at Ne'ilah. When a person's fasting and they're in the groove, so then they're fully attached to the natural part of themselves that wants to connect to Hashem. So again, when a person sees or experiences suffering, it's easier to get out of being sucked into this world and to just connect to Hashem. So we're continuing. Umin hanira. So the Ran says it appears shekomashi fligura bosinozal l'shvach inin hasurin, that everything the Chazal said, how great it was to suffer in this world. Shamru, the Chazal says, Shekol shechofitz ba Kadosh Baruch Hu medako b'yisur. And Chazal tell us that whoever Hashem likes, Hashem gives them suffering. Ve'arichu b'zeh b'hari b'hagados. And there are many Chazals that seem to say this. Who else are there? It's on this way. Meaning that it's to get you out of the rut of this world. Because, now the Ran's going to explain this, and it's a really beautiful piece. The Ran asks, a person could ask, what v'yomer, and I'll say, ma toeles yesh b'yisuri ha'olam hazeh? What is the purpose of suffering in this world? Why does God cause suffering? Shema tomer, maybe you'll say, mipnei mirur ka'avonos, to cleanse you from sin. If a person sinned, so they have to suffer to pay that back. V'ri Hashem yizbarach, it's a punishment. V'ri Hashem yizbarach, ben shi'ir nifram in adam ba'olam hazeh, ben shi'ir nifram imen ol'olam haba, la'olam mozne mishpat biyado. So the thing is, whether Hashem pays you back in this world or in the next world, Hashem can mete out that punishment whenever He wants. Sheino nifra mimenu elek vi mashiroi l'mashachatabo. But because God is a just God, so the person's only going to suffer what they deserve. Vim kein, and if so, matuelas hi la'adam shi'aktim li'parim in abolam hazeh. So then why would you want the suffering to happen sooner? Right, if you're supposed to suffer X amount, so if you gave someone a choice, would you rather suffer now or suffer in 50 years from now? Everyone would say 50 years from now, what do I want to suffer now for? So the same thing, if you gave a person a choice, do you want to suffer in this world or suffer in the next world? That's going to be the exact same amount. So, okay, I don't need it today. I'm busy today. Let's do it in Olam Haba. Like, why would you want it sooner? So Shema Tamar, so the Ran says, maybe you'll say, maybe you want it in this world because the punishments of the next world are much greater than the suffering you could possibly experience in this world. So the Ran says an interesting thing. Hashem is very good at making it equal. A person can't suffer more than they deserve. Like we could say, Derech Mashal as an example. Shimroi la'adam kvichatov lios miyusir b'yisuri al mazeh shmitachas. Let's say a person did an avera that because of this avera they are fitting to suffer for 7 years in this world. Shiyim miyusir sham regechat. So Hashem could say, okay, instead of 7 years in this world, you'll have a millisecond in Olam Haba. In other words, if you're saying Olam Haba is so much, the suffering there is so much greater, okay, so we'll make it a millisecond here, which should have been 7 years in this world. So if the bottom line is the person sinned, so they're going to get the same punishment. So what's the difference? If they get it, so they'll get it in a second, but it'll be much more painful. Or here they'll get it drawn out. Whatever it is, it's the same punishment. Hashem knows what He's doing. So then, there's nobody who wouldn't choose if they have to choose when a punishment is going to come on them. So everyone would choose push it off if it's going to be the exact same punishment where I suffer it in this world or the next world. Push it off. Why do I want it now? I'd rather push it off as much as possible. So if that's true, so then you'd be forced to say what the Ran says. Why would God then punish people in this world? It's because when a person's in this world, they could get sucked into this world and do more of Eros. So while they're in this world, they might get sucked into, if life was going just amazing, it's easy to forget that there's a next world. And the person just gets sucked into this world and all that it's about. So then when a person experiences suffering in this world, they are able to think better about maybe that life is not all about this world, and maybe there's more to existence than that, and then get themselves out of that rut and get back to Hashem. Nimsa Hashem, Hashem is baruch mischasin in bruv kishamevi aleim yisurim. So it comes out that Hashem is doing a kindness with creation when He brings them suffering. Shemitoch kash tach, because through this tash kocho shel yitzahara, then the yitzahara is knocked down. Behei misratzim laboram, and they get their kapar, they can go back to Hashem, and their yitzhar is knocked down. So in other words, getting suffering in this world, besides that it pays back the avera that you did, it also helps you to, in the future, do less averas and do more mitzvahs, because it gets you out of being obsessed with this world and more thinking about what you should be doing. So now again, this is idea is a very complicated idea with a lot of details. That's the general gist. Okay. So the Ran says, I think that this is what Yisurin Shalava referred to. When Chazal said, Chazal tells us if a person sees that suffering is coming upon him or her, they should look at their actions. They should analyze what they've done, if there are any averos. As it says, we will check our ways. So if a person checks what they did and said, oh, I sinned, so they should do tshuva, shenem rav v'nashuv ad Hashem, and it says that we'll check our ways and we'll return to Hashem. Pish pesh v'lo matzah. What if you checked your actions and you don't see why, you know, any avera that you need to do tshuva from? So yitla b'bitl Torah. So you should assume it's bitl Torah. You didn't learn as much as you should have, or you didn't learn when you could have. Shenem rav ashri agever sherti yastrenu kaha mitaras chasalam denu. As it says, fortunate is the person who gets suffering from Hashem and he learns from his Torah. Tala v'lamatza, if he said, well, okay, I don't think I did bitl Torah either, and so he doesn't know what it's from, b'yaduah sheyisurin shel avahim. Then you can assume, or it's known then, that the yisurin he's suffering are yisurin shel avah, affliction of love. Shenemar ki asher ye'ahav Hashem yochiach. As it says, the one that Hashem loves, Hashem causes suffering. V'rabim shalu, many ask, ezeh tam yesh b'yisurin halalo shel avah? What possible purpose can there be of affliction that's of love? If the person didn't sin, he never sins, and he's going to suffer anyway, and that's love, how could that be love? The person never did anything wrong, they're perfectly holy, did no averus, and they're going to suffer anyway, and it's going to be considered love, how could that be love? V'ani omer, so either on say, so the Ran says, even if you have a tzaddik who doesn't do averus and he keeps all the mitzvahs, still there's nobody who shall lo yatri do who ma'at taiva sa'olam hidabek bevaro. He's still probably held down, like a little bit, even a big tzaddik, he's still human. And this world, his body, the physical world, holds him back from getting an even higher level. He has some taivas, he's human, or she. Unless they're like the super, super, super tzaddik, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu or something like that. So even if a person, just because they're human, couldn't reach certain levels, so that then that's considered a sinner because of that. So we're not going to see Yehoshua as a sinner because he didn't get to the level of Moshe. It's just, you know, if a person's more is human, then they're held back by that. Because of this, Hashem is baruch, maybe lefamim yisurim al tzadikim. So therefore, sometimes Hashem brings suffering to tzadikim, even though they didn't do an avera. The purpose is so that the person should get even further away from being attached to this world, and he won't be sucked into this world at all. So the person can get really reach a higher level of ruchnius because they're even less connected to this world, and therefore that's why they're suffering. The Ramban has a different approach to this. And according to the Ramban, it is due to some level of chet. But the Ran says, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't want to bother everybody with that. I'm just giving you my pshat. Okay. Va'ani Omer. And I, the Ran, say, that which the Torah tells us, that Hashem will accept our tshuva, even if it comes about because of suffering. Like the Pasuk says, if when things go bad for you, in the end of days, and then you return to Hashem, and you listen to His words, Hashem is merciful and He won't forsake you. So you see that even though we're doing tshuva, because things are going bad, Hashem still accepts our tshuva. So this should be understood based on what I've said till now. That it doesn't mean to say if the only reason you're doing tshuva is so that you shouldn't get the pain, even that level of tshuva, you're not going to do the avera because you want this suffering to stop. It might help a little bit, but he grew a mode, but it's very low level. In other words, as soon as the tzara stops, you're going to go right back to doing it. It says, "Bayiftach," like Yiftach complained. Now you're coming to me when you're in pain. Now you want my mercy. Now you need me. Even though Hashem's mercy is very great, in Roish Yuvna Mikros Alalazad, it doesn't make sense to understand the psukim like that. To prove that I'm right. Sha'amar, the Pasuk says, Vikashta Misham es Hashem Elokecha, because the Pasuk continues that after you're in pain and you want to do tshuva, and it says you will search for Hashem Elokecha umatzas and you will find him, ki sidru sheno b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, if you search after God with all your heart and all your soul. If the only reason you're doing the mitzvot is because you want the suffering to stop, and that's really all you care about, and as soon as the suffering stops, you're done with the tshuva. So you're not searching God out with all your heart and soul. But the Pasuk says the kind of tshuva that works, even though you're only doing it because you're in pain, it only works if you search out God with all your heart and all your soul. Again, he said it might help a little bit, that other kind of tshuva, but the tshuva the psukim are talking about is even though it's through because of pain, but it's with all your heart and all your soul. Rather, this needs to be understood the way I explained. When a person is in a good place, when things are going well, so a person doesn't see the world as it is, because of the dimyon, because of this world, the physicalness of a person. Because what's natural to a human being is that, no matter how spiritual they are, what's natural to the human being is that they see the taivas of this world, the desires of this world, as paramount. But when things, God forbid, go bad, then he can't suck you in. And then you'll understand the truth clearly. And you search out Hashem. It's not to get away from just the pain, but it's with all your heart and all your soul. Because it's when you're doing tshuva because you're suffering, the suffering lets you see things differently. So when you come to do tshuva, you'll see, you know what, this world isn't, you know, all. It's not all about money. It's about connecting to God and eternity. So then when a person does tshuva, they can do it with all their heart, with all their soul. Because a person will naturally, that's a person's natural status, is to be connected to Hashem if they're not sucked into this world. So that literally a tilt, but the natural state of a person to want to connect to God becomes stronger when they see that this world is not what it's all about. And then that lets him or her connect to Hashem. And on this way, Chazal tell us, Toshev Anosh Ad Daka, that a person can do tshuva until the last moment, Ad Dichducha Shal Nefesh, until a person's about to die. If you don't understand it based on what I've just been explaining, says the Ran, that'd be very hard to understand, that a person could do tshuva till the last second. How does tshuva help when a person's in stage 4 cancer and then is about to pass away? He does tshuva then. You know, what is that worth? What's it worth if you say, I won't do what you can't do anyway? That's the famous mashal shamru that they say, when the ganav can't find anything to steal, so then he sits like he's a big tzaddik. And, you know, there's no tzidkus in not doing a virus when you couldn't do him anyway. But based on what I explained, it makes perfect sense. Because when bad things happen to a person, because then the physical part of a person doesn't fight with his spiritual side. Then it's easy for that person to reach high levels and to connect to God. And that's what Moshe meant when he said, Jewish people, what does God ask you to do? Only to fear God. You saw all the things, the suffering Hashem brought amongst the Goyim, so it'll be easy for you to reach this high level. In other words, even though a person, when they, let's say if they're about to die, so they can't do Averis anyway, so then what kind of tshuva is that? But based on what the Ran had explained, that when a person suffers, they're no longer connected to this world, so it's not just they're not doing the Averis, they naturally now connect. They want to connect to Hashem, they love Hashem with all their heart, their soul, they reach out to Hashem. It's not just that they stop doing the Avera, but that they become more connected to Hashem because the suffering helps them see the world differently. The bottom line from all these, from everything we've read today, is that the purpose of Yisurin is to get a person to connect to Hashem. So, of course, if God forbid someone is experiencing Yisurim, they should take that opportunity to see the world for what it is and try to connect to Hashem, because it is the natural state of a person when they're not held down by this world.